report out from the special executive session.
Okay, the report after closed session. The board took no action in closed session concerning the trade secret matter and continued the evaluation process of the CEO.
Good.
Okay. Now, are there any director comments?
Nothing.
I'm exhausted.
Nothing. You ready to go?
Oh, that traveling's hard.
Lisa brought up that we met with the chief of police and the city council person in my hometown, Desert Hot Springs, and just to get firsthand view of the problems of the little cities like Desert is really valuable. And one of the things that chief said, had to do with mental health and 5150s and how it takes one officer 4 hours sometimes to process somebody, and they get to the point where if they're retreads, they don't even bother.
Right, let them up.
Yeah.
You know, Lisa and I met with Michelle and the director of nursing,
Beverly.
And saw the statistics about the number of beds in the ER that are being used by 5150s that have no place else to go. And what's interesting, I'm trying to remember, we thought it was going to be mostly people without insurance. Well, it isn't.
No.
It's mostly people with insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not an issue. What was the other thing? There was a lot of
crazy people all over. Yeah.
They got insurance.
We thought it was going to be like homeless people and stuff.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not.
No.
It's people that have Medi-Cal or other insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, for example, Kaiser will have a person come to the ER here, and if they have to be hospitalized, they send them to West Covina or someplace like that. That's the closest place sometimes. Or Loma Linda or Redlands Community also has a few beds, but it's a big problem. And the police, they just drop them off, and they don't say it's a 5150 because they have to make sure it's nothing medical.
But it is.
What was the number? Anyway, it was just a lot of, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
In 2016, they had 75,590 ED admits and 1,308 of those were psych, substance abuse problems. So try and figure out what you're going to do with, all those people. And who was I got a call from a nurse, talked to a nurse. They had 4 psych patients out in the hallway in the ED all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And they all need to be monitored. And the point that Les made to Michelle was that this has to affect your bottom line. At what point do you do something about it?
Yeah, I mean, I said, you may not make a lot of money.
Right.
May not make a lot of money on inpatient site, but what about the money you're losing not being able to get people who have medical issues into the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And in 2017, the total went up to 2,858. So,
yeah.
It just keeps getting worse.
All right, we're adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.